Byron love making this catch up for you while it's summer in Melbourne. And thanks to Metricon, it's a summer of love, love, love. Win tickets to comedy shows, fashion events, concerts, and heaps of other stuff that makes Melbourne great at lovelovelove.com.au.
Facebook post last night, Fifi Dave Fev Byron on Facebook. It simply said, girls, are you a young up and coming footy player? Let us know. We had the most comments of any post in the history of the breakfast show. We're almost at 1,000 comments already.
That's embarrassing for you guys. Jesus. Your lives obviously don't get as much like.
Oh, Fev's been out doing all sorts of things.
I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, well, there you go.
You got to have another kid, mate. See if you can top that one.
Daisy Pierce is going to come in about half an hour's time, the Melbourne Demons captain. We love Daisy. It doesn't get much hotter than AFL women's right now.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Just a quick one on that Facebook post. Obviously, there are measurements of online measurement. There is also not just comments, because we had a Facebook post, girls, you're an up-and-coming footy player. Great to see the most ever comments, nearly 1,000 comments.
Stop talking about the comments.
Views, shares are other ways to look at things. And I'm sure the birth of Trixie would have outrated.
Yeah, you've split the team up here.
And why are you even talking?
And with that song, Byron, if you weren't back in 2002 at a disco, when that song was on, clapping your hands, thinking you're on, you're not honest with yourself.
Yeah, how good was it? Oh,
mate, I was rating that hard.
Oh, mate, just chicks and illusion shakers. Good times.
7:30. Daisy Pierce will be in pretty soon, and you're still listening out for Adele to win the Adele tickets on the Fox.
Real Housewives of Sydney kicks off very soon on Arena on Foxtel. Woo-hoo. Very exciting times.
Way to catch up, Sydney.
Is it?
Yeah, because, no, Real Housewives is my favourite franchise of television shows. I love it. I'm addicted to it. It's my guilty pleasure. I know it's wrong on so many levels, but I love it. Now, Real Housewives of Sydney, already they've been labelled the nastiest and the bitchiest. And that's a big call. And I love this because it will be a real Melbourne-Sydney rivalry, whereas we'll stand by our girls despite any of their actions or activities or the way they handle
themselves. Do we want to be more bitchy than them?
No, because I love that. No, I don't think so.
So let Sydney be bitchy.
No, let them. Right. I'm standing by our girls because, you know, I don't think
they're... Petit Fleur.
Petit Fleur. She's our mate. She came in here. No, but this is interesting because one of the Real Housewives of Sydney is Lisa Oldfield. Now, you may remember her because she was on a fledgling television show, a midday show.
Was she?
Years ago. They got canned after about 2 weeks. But she's married to David Oldfield, former One Nation mate of Pauline Hanson. Remember?
Remember that guy? There's got to be a higher profile housewife.
They're real, aren't they?
Anyway, there's audio. Here's a little tidbit, an exclusive. You may have read about it. They're having to edit some footage out of a series that was filmed about her life because her four-year-old, and she's got a four-year-old, and he's dropped so many F-bombs.
What?
That they're like, we can't even air this.
A four-year-old?
At one stage, he called.
This is Trixie territory.
Excuse me. My daughter's never sworn.
Whoa.
I find this interesting because I've never sworn in front of my daughter, and I wouldn't.
Away from your daughter, though.
She's got a four-year-old, so his name's Bert, and in one of the episodes, he called his mum.
It's already interesting.
I can see why he swears a bit. Why did you give me this effing name?
He called his mum a beep effing.
No, don't say the next one.
I have to beat myself.
I don't know what you're about to say.
Neither do I.
Boxy.
Anyway.
Surely there's some audio.
But Boxy, that's so weird because he was part of One Nation with the old Australian values. Is that the old Australian values we're trying to hold on to make sure our four-year-old swears like a sailor?
Well, when you, it's just that.
Trixie ever swore?
No, never.
Do you know what she
watches? I don't know whether any other parents can relate to this. She watches a little show called Sheriff Callie, and Callie's a little cat that's a sheriff of like a fictional Western town. And she does say one, peckin' minute, peckin'. So, you know, like hen, peck and minute. And so Trixie's starting to say pecking. And my mum, Pearl, she said to me, Fee, I'm worried about the language you're using because Trixie's swearing. And I'm like, no, she's not. And then I heard her do it. And I'm like, no, she's saying one hen, peck and minute. And And when you say it, when a little 3-year-old says it, you go, oh, is she just... Pecking's interesting.
What a boot scooting argument.
Anyway, when you sit out of the mouths of babes and 131060, what's your child? What have you heard a little child say? Now let's hopefully steer clear of swear words, but maybe if you can use other, you know, beep yourself.
Your kids can embarrass
when,
you.
It's when, and I know a girlfriend of mine, and many parents will have gone through this. I'll never forget, she was on a flight with her 5-year-old son, and a woman was going to sit next to him, and she was a larger woman. And he said, oh, Mum, look how fat that lady is. Oh. And you just think,
they've
oh,
got no
gosh.
Filter. No
that's
filter.
It. They've got no filter. And you die on the inside when your child says things. Mm. But they do say things.
Just off topic, just for something different. Mm. Remember that kid from Bali, the 3-year-old that used to smoke a pack of darts a day? Remember him?
That went viral. I do remember that. Slightly off topic, but pretty
what
funny.
What kids do?
131060. What can't you believe your kid said? We'll take your calls after this.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We're talking about things that kids have said that are embarrassing. On the Real Housewives of Sydney, one of the mums, Lisa Oldfield, her 4-year-old, goes on a swearing tirade where just drops F-bombs left, right and centre and refers to her by a few expletives. I mean, that's, wow. Maybe you know a kid or yours has said things that are inappropriate. Sean from Cranbourne East. Hi, Sean.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Sean. What have you heard a child say?
My eldest son couldn't say the fat controller. He used to say the effing trailer.
Honest mistake.
That is. The poor little thing. He's just trying to get himself
really
around words.
Thank you, Sean, for that.
Ash in Point Cook. Hi, Ash.
Hi there.
Ash, is this something you've said as a kid or you know someone who said something?
We went to pick my husband up from work. He's a bricklayer. And my 5-year-old yelled out, Dad, we're here to pick you up, you scruffy old bastard.
Thank you so much, Ash.
I wonder where he got that. I wonder where he got that from.
Oh, hang on.
Oh.
This is interesting on 131060.
Oh, dear.
Why would Trixie Box be calling Thief's daughter?
Would she? That's a really good point. Hello, darling.
Oh, good morning, Fiona.
What are you doing calling the show again?
Oh, well, I'm bored at home, aren't I? But nothing better to do. You were talking about words you can't say at home.
Yeah.
There's a particular word that we cannot mention at home, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
putty for one, if I've got to be honest.
Careful, we're on radio.
You're not allowed to say lots of words. Mummy doesn't teach you any bad words.
Well, Mummy also says we can never mention the C word at home.
Oh, don't. What?
Cash.
All right, I'll say it on air. C is cooking. Every night she's like, no, I'm not cooking. I'm not cooking. Let's just order Hellenic Republican again.
Phew.
And that's when I drop the F-bombs. I'm like, for God's sake, why don't you cook?
Thank you, Trixie.
Peace out. Oh, no, not in this break. Peace out, ladies and gentlemen. No, don't feel good. Bitches.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fev is available the whole month. He is doing odd jobs. Yes. He is available. It's community service in many ways. February is what we're calling it, Fifi.
We've renamed it because you're a man of the people and you've got a lot of time on your hands.
No,
and
you hang on. Reset.
Okay.
I'm busy. I'm giving time for the people of Melbourne.
It's lovely. And as a reward, we've renamed the month.
Yes.
February. Oh. Now, you have done various things, but last night you helped fill in for a darts match in Reservoir where the best player had gone.
Cracked the poo-poos, yeah.
Hissy fit. And so you stepped in. What's your dart playing history? I haven't even asked you.
Yeah, no, it's not really good at it, but you know, you play the odd occasional game of around the world.
Mm.
When I was a young kid against Jace, obviously I'm going to win because Jace is not really good at sport. But I struggled.
Well, let's have a listen. You can see the video as well on our Facebook page. Adam, the captain of the team, it's his wife Kylie that surprised him with Fev to fill in because of that player leaving.
Okay, I'm here in Reservoir for my February challenge. I'm playing darts and this is Kylie. How are you going, Kylie?
Good, how are you, Fev?
I'm good, and I've been called into a team for a triples team on top of the ladder. A lot of pressure.
Sort of a must-win game, no stress, Fev. Do your best.
Your husband's the captain?
Yep, Adam's the captain, and you're playing with Adam and Craig tonight.
Righto, well, we're about to roll in. Ads doesn't know I'm coming, so I'm going to roll in and tell him I'm the wizard from Australia. 180! Is this Ads?
Oh, what? Oh, my God. Oh,
hey,
my man. God. Are you kidding me?
How you going?
Oh, my God, bro.
I'm here to play darts.
Oh, no. Are you serious, bro?
I'm here. I'm ready to fill in.
Oh,
heard you lost someone last week.
Oh, I did, mate, I did.
Give me some love. There it is. Give me some love. All right, let's do it.
Yeah, I'm ready to roll.
Yeah, playing for Doodagala Kings.
Here we go. About to toss the coin, are we? Tails never fail. Well, they did today.
So, Fev's playing part of a trebles team, so they have three players each side. All right, Fev's up. Here we go. It's a one.
This is full on, isn't it?
20. Not bad. That's when you need to push yourself to the test. And show us a passage of time. We're gonna need a montage. He's sweating it a bit here.
He's got to keep his dance straight, mate.
Oh, that would have been game over.
So at this stage, we're on 490 and the Mustangs are on 414. Oh, very close. The game was nearly over. Nearly game over. Feb's got a chance to win the game. Oh. So Feb's up.
What do we need? It's
all so 20, Adam, 20. It's down to this. It's down to this. Can Feb do it? What does he need to hit?
Triple 20, double toss, mate, to win the game for us, mate.
Come on, Feb, you can do it. Double so we need 20. To hit a double 20. Feb. Let's go, Feb.
Pressure.
Double 20.
Thanks so much, mate, for playing us with us tonight, mate, and taking out that shot, mate.
You know, the thing you do in sport when you're always a favourite, you let the other team just prosper and go about their business. Think they're going to win? Then you bring in the big gun. First dart, bang, triple 20, 40. You know what they say after that? Game over.
Wow. You couldn't script a better ending.
Fairy tale ending.
You've got to go on our Facebook page and our Instagram to actually watch. It couldn't have been more better. It couldn't have been better radio.
You are. You really are a hero. Like, honestly, if I was no one else in the studio, take this personally, but if I was in a bind.
Here we go. I am. No, I already am. Just to let you know.
You've said enough. Fox.com.au for the video and on our Facebook.
The guy who we played against, the captain, said they're needing players, so head down to Reservoir Dart Club if you want to play. So he wanted a bit of a shout out.
No worries. That's the Doodagala Kings darts team in Reservoir.
So it was good fun.
Being honest about this, because you did a great job. Sondra, our producer, because I talked to her this morning, she goes, I haven't slept. It was amazing. And not only that, but Jez, our audio producer, the collection of 80 songs in that clip was second to none.
736.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Over 1,000 comments now on our Facebook post asking girls if they want to be a future footy superstar. The most commented post as far as comments we've ever done. It is just so hot right now, AFL, for the women.
Women's AFL has gone off and we have got our good friend Daisy Pearce back in the studio after a huge defeat against Collingwood on the weekend. Daisy, congratulations. You're
morning,
on the board.
Guys. We're on the board, yes. 4 points locked away. I'm a new woman this week, aren't I? Bounced into the studio.
Yeah, you're up and about. Now, Triple M's...
Injuries, none.
Triple M's below us and Eddie's down there. Do not walk past that, all right? You beat Collingwood.
I already have.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we won't talk about Triple M, but what a great comeback. Third quarter, he kicked something like 5 or 6 goals and obviously the best quarter of the season, but you had a shot for goal for about 30 metres out, and I pumped you up when you were first into the studio saying you snapped one from the boundary line on the same ground, and I kicked it on the full. Ooh, time's changed. You had a shot from 30 out, and I've called in Alex, I've called in Lenny. Come on, Daisy's having a shot. She's going to kick a goal.
Come on, watch the clinic.
Yeah, no. What happened?
Let's not talk about it, Fev, but just know that now that you've brought this up, you're fair game.
Oh, mate, I'm always fair game.
All right, good. That's good to know. But yeah, it was a shocker.
I was waiting for something.
I've actually just come from a bit of set shot practice with the coach this morning, a bit of individual development. But
well, give me a call. Give me a call if you need help, mate.
Thankfully, my good teammate, Shell Scott, the dairy farmer from Colac, took a mark on the boundary, so we're calling it a set play.
What a great story that is. I watched that story, how she drives all the way in just to training and back, and she's got her own farm.
She does.
Tear to the eye. It was amazing.
I'm always getting the updates on the 200 head of cattle and what's happening on the farm. I'm going up there for calving after round 5. We've got a date where I'm going to go up and, as the midwife, just get a bit of an education in calving.
That's great.
So she's one of those, love her. I wouldn't say my favourite teammate on air, but
have favorites.
She's an absolute ripper, Shell Scott.
And you, speaking of favourites, we can't even really talk about this week because you are taking on my girls, the doggies. So anyway, we'll move on. So, so you know what? And this is the way that our city, but even the country, has embraced women's AFL. It is we've talked about this the last few weeks and how good this is. And even someone like me, who and I was even thinking about this recently because I've got two older brothers and a stepbrother. I was brought up around kids, well, boys, kicking the footy around. And I even remember at a young age being told that I couldn't do it because I had boobs.
Mm.
Like I remember going, but Dad, why can't I play footy? And it was like, because you've got boobs and they're going to get in the way one day.
Yeah.
It's so interesting, isn't it?
I was told the same thing. Yeah. I remember I played up until under 13s and then after that, the league said to my dad, she can't play anymore because she might get breast cancer.
Oh.
Which, this was
brutal.
I'm sure it was evidence-based, but thankfully we overturned it and I continued on.
Yeah.
But you're right, like so many girls out there either had to stop playing or just never considered playing because they thought they weren't allowed. So now to see all these young girls just coming out of the woodwork wanting to play, it's awesome.
And as I've said to you before, I may have passed the age bracket to play, which I think is unfair. I didn't know that until Byron pointed that
out. There's also a skill issue, I think, with you, Pete. Huge issue.
But, and I was thinking this, and I wanted to run this by you because I want to get back on the field. And
what's going on?
Bev, stay out of this. No, but I was thinking the way I could do this is by putting together my own little team. Now, I know that obviously Melbourne, the Bulldogs, we've got all like Collingwood, they're all sorted. But I was thinking of fostering my own little team of girls or footballers and running my own little clinics because then I can be involved playing footy but without competing
or
being a coach. Yeah.
Well,
and I was thinking on 131060, if there are any girls out there that would like to join my little footy team, call now, 131060. Daisy, that's a good idea, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good idea. When you get stumped, just give me the wink and I'll help you out.
Here we go. Bring my good mate Daisy in to help with the clinic.
Now
I love this.
I can see us getting dragged into this somehow.
No, because you're laughing at me and you don't. Fev, I have my football skills were stunted at a young age. I'm just going to try to bring them out.
Okay, yes, yes.
I was playing footy as a kid. I reckon I can get back in there with the girls and have a kick around.
No, anything's possible. Anyone can have a crack. And my little girl had a crack last night. She had training down at the Hampton Rovers and pretty hot last night. And they've got this PT guy who's coaching them. I didn't actually talk to him, so I don't know what his name is. But he was
too close because you thought he might tell you to run.
They might drag me in. And talking about running, Lenny said before Christmas they were doing all handstands and stuff in between the drills to make them, happy. Like the girls do handstands, cartwheels, and they do their drills. One of the girls did a cartwheel and they weren't allowed to. He goes, no cartwheels. And all they did was running and stretching. And Lenny got in the car and she goes, not sure I want to play footy now, Dad. I go, why is that? She goes, because you've got to run a lot. I said, oh, you're my girl.
We are
exactly
gonna take
my brain.
Lots of calls here, guys. Would you believe it? Even though it was an offer from Fifi, without any great experience in this area, this footy team you want to build, the phones are going mad. So
we'll coach. I love this. Yeah, thank you, Daisy. I reckon I just want to give it a shot.
Do you want me to be an assistant?
Would you be my assistant coach?
Yeah, I'll assistant coach.
Fair,
with you.
This would be great because I can't have the dream of being an AFL player, but I could become a coach.
There we go. This is great.
Yeah. Oh, the dream of telling people what to do. That has been your lifelong ambition.
We'll take some calls from aspiring talents. These might be available.
Fifi, Dave, Fev, and Byron.
Well, despite the fact that AFL women superstar Daisy Pearce is in the studio, it's actually Fifi Box that has given the girls of Melbourne an opportunity.
I grew up with my brothers playing footy. I wanted to play footy. At my school, we didn't play footy. At one stage, they let us play soccer for a bit, but it was because we weren't allowed to mark a ball and I was told at a young age, because I had boobs, that I couldn't play footy. So, Daisy, you're living the dream of a lot of women that maybe have passed the age of being able to play. And apparently I have passed that age, which is annoying. But
You're never too old, Faith.
Thank you.
There's super rules.
But if
I mean, you're not skilled enough, but you're never too old.
But if I could have my own little team of girls that I could coach and get excited and be part of a team, I'd love that. So we've said 131060, call in if you'd like to be part of a little footy team that I'm putting together. We've got Darcy from Sunbury. Hi, Darcy.
Hi.
Hey, Darcy. Daisy Pearce is here. Do you want to say hi?
Yeah.
Hi, Darcy.
Hi, Daisy Pearce.
Oh, Darcy, you're in my team. I just love you already, Darcy. Do you play any footy so far?
Yeah.
Darcy.
Who do you play for?
I'm going to play for Rupa.
And what about the Tigers? Are they good?
Mm-hmm.
Good Darcy, on her. I love you. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
I love you so
much. Darcy, yeah. Signed
Darcy
up.
You're signed Darcy, up. You signed
hard
up.
Hardball gets, team. Yeah? Hardball gets. We're doing tackle practice day one.
Darcy's in. She's beautiful. Sydney. Hi, Sydney.
Hello.
Oh, Sydney, how old are you?
I'm 11.
Oh, Sydney, you're the best. Do you want to play footy in my team?
Pardon?
Do you want to play footy in my team?
Yes, very much.
Yes. Whoa. Your enthusiasm.
Hey, yes. Sydney, your grammar there was amazing. Pardon?
I know, she's beautiful.
Oh, you're her
but
favourite already.
But that fiery spirit. I love it.
That's all Sydney. You.
Captain material.
She's
I
in. That's
Sydney.
Good stuff.
Oh, there we go. Daisy Pierce has named you captain, Sydney, so well done.
Thank you.
Oh, you're
good on you, Sydney.
This is the best footy team ever, apart from obviously your team there, Daisy. But Sam from Croydon. Hi, Sam.
Hey, guys.
Sam, how old are you?
I'm 32, but I really want to be part of your team.
Sam.
Get involved.
You're in. You're yes. in the team. I love this.
Thanks, guys.
Never too old.
There we go.
Sam kind of sounds like the player Fev was, because she's had a big night last night and she's still willing to play.
Okay, so that's great. Fun. So that will roll on. This is actually happening. And, you know, for all the jokes we've had, this will be great, Fief. So good stuff. And Daisy Pierce, Melbourne taking on the Western Bulldogs at Witten Oval this Saturday night. It will be on Channel 7. But, of course, get out and support either team, your doggies, Fief, against Daisy's D's.
Big game. Season defining this one. Big game.
They're all big games. We only get seven of them.
It's
like a 7-week
and
final.
And how's that young girl that got hit in the face? Is she okay?
She's okay. She's back on her feet. But, unfortunately, in the few steps before she got knocked out, she actually tore her hamstring.
Oh, no.
Oh, what
she's
are the
had
odds?
A mess.
The head's okay. She's had a shocker.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
It is. Now, last night, I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here. I tell you what, I got home, long day on the Neighbours set yesterday. I was thinking, what I might do is head out and play darts with Fev. And then I went, oh, I've got to stop working so hard.
So I jumped in bed
and went, oh, I'm a Celebrity. Now, I'm not going to lie. I had started to think, oh, this is getting a bit boring. I'm not sure. Like, they're all... You want some characters in there that will fire up, and there are some in there that you thought might have been a bit oil and water, but it's all been quite calm until last night.
They spiced it up, didn't they?
Kira Maguire, former bachelor contestant. You may remember she was the one that was always picking fights on The Bachelor. Well, they've thrown her in the mix, and this is going to get good, guys.
It's probably the best move they've ever made.
I think they should put her in the beginning.
Yes.
It was great. She did her first Tucker trial last night. Now, it was one of the best meltdowns I've ever witnessed
really?
On national television. Yeah. And the funny thing, look, I'm going to play it. This was her. She was doing a Tucker challenge with Dane Swan. Dane composed, got the job done.
Got bitten by scorpions, didn't care.
The thing is, they were putting their heads in these boxes. Now, Kira put her head in a box of rats, got through it. She put her head in a box of, there was tarantulas, got through it. Then... put her head in, and as she put her head in, I went, oh, well, that's too easy. It was a box of chilies.
Hot chili.
So there was hot chili sauce. And then this was the epic meltdown that happened afterwards.
You don't understand. It's really burning. I want to get it off my head.
Like, you guys don't even know what it feels like. No one needs to talk right now, please. I have a very strong pain threshold. That was so bad. Like, worse than any treatment I've ever had on my face, and that's painful. Like, burning my face so bad, and no one even cared. No one even cared! Is this really what it's gonna be like the whole time?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Pretty much.
Like, that was really bad.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
It was, and it went on for about 5 minutes, Dave. It didn't stop. And just even looking at her, and I'm going to say this, and I think anyone's kidding themselves if they can't say in some way they relate to it. Because I think at any stage, somebody in their life, everybody, I believe, has had an epic meltdown.
Yeah, but come on. She's been in there for one day. You could hear the lovely doc in the background, and she looks after all the contestants. And then Dr. Chris is down there, and Julia did not give a star. And I actually text someone last night who's involved in the show after I'd watched it on 10play when I got home.
Oh, sorry, what?
Because I was out playing darts. Whatever. Because Alex said, this is the best episode you'll ever see. She spiced it all up. Anyway, I said, your mate Kira, with all these emojis just crying, Geez, you mate, you have dodged a bullet not having her in last year.
That's true, isn't it?
You were in a mare.
I know that feeling of flipping your lid, right? Yeah. Because if you follow me on Instagram, you know that I'm shooting this great show, 20-1. But
cha-ching.
But it was funny. Erin, who I host it with, she went through some like heavy stuff at the start of the year. Like she had like a family member pass away. She had stuff in the press that was made up about her, and it was all untrue. She also was wearing high heels for an entire day, and it was just lacerating her feet. And she pushed through it all. The next day we were shooting, it got a little hot in the studio and I was in a full suit and I'm like, that's it, I'm out of here. She afterwards said, I'm so glad you snapped.
See, sometimes epic meltdowns aren't for any really good reason, as we've heard there with Kira and for Dave Thornton there.
No, but and I don't, like, I'm saying that's great. That's an example of a guy. I can remember when I was in, it was my first relationship, and we'd been together for about 12 months and it started to not go great. And I will never forget, we're at my dad's house, and I think it was a Saturday night and my brother was watching a movie, and I brought my boyfriend home and we wanted to watch something, and only one TV in the house, and my brother wouldn't let us. And I started to have a fight with my brother that resulted in this epic tantrum. Like, I had a full-blown adult tanty, and I remember at the stage when I was lying on the lounge room floor kicking and screaming and wailing, and I remember my boyfriend looking at me and the look in his eyes of, it's over. I can't be with this person, because that's so unacceptable.
Did you do that deliberately?
Yeah, but no.
To get rid of him?
That's a great tactic.
I remember.
New boyfriend's out the front.
I genuinely remember in my mind going, but I can't stop it. Like, when you're in a proper meltdown and you're having a massive tanty and you know everyone's looking at you like you're a freak, and you go, I can't stop it. I'm in it. 131060. Share with us your epic meltdown. Like, where was it? What happened?
I had a meltdown 2006 on national TV, Brownlow night. Woo! Did I get up to some mischief and tanties? Woo, 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 woo! Oh, I was not well.
Shout out to Bundaberg Rum.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and
not
Byron
well that
on
night.
The Fox.
Not well.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
What about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here last night, Fifi?
Kira Maguire, you know her from The Bachelor. Didn't she spice it up last night? She did her first Tucker trial, lost her mind and had an epic meltdown.
You don't understand. It's really burning. I want to get it off my head.
And I worked it out, guys. So she went into the jungle the day before. So that was yesterday's footage. And they played it, obviously, last night. And she would have been in. So when they go, Julie and Chris come in and give the challenge. All right, you're going, Kira and Dane. They've got an hour to get ready. So she'd been in there for 1 hour. And she's had a meltdown. 1 hour.
When she was in it, though, and I'm empathising, because I think we've all at some stage in our life had a meltdown when it's so full on and you can't stop it. It's a full-blown tantrum. Emma from Berwick. Hi, Em.
Hi.
Emma, talk us through the epic meltdown you had.
Okay, so I was 5 months pregnant, possibly more, and I'd spent a long time. We'd been decorating our room and I'd spent a long time setting up my table, and I had my perfume on my side table, and my partner moved it and put it on a shelf with all my other ones, and I said, put it back, and then he said no, and I just lost it. I was just hysterical. I'm like, oh my God, like, why would you do that? Why couldn't you move it? And like, I'm just crying, and the more he laughs, the more I'm crying. Like,
Emma, I know, and isn't that, like, you know, this is ridiculous and it's irrational, but once it takes over, you are a 2-year-old, you can't stop.
Absolutely. Losing my mind over a perfume.
I get like that when I lose my keys. And it's a daily occurrence. I forget where I put them and I melt down. Kids, where have you put my keys? Where are the keys? And then I go to the bathroom where I've come in to have a shower, and they're always in my pocket of my shorts. Not well.
That's in, like, can you give us an example? Do it again. Do an actual Fev meltdown.
I'm like, where are my bloody keys? I put them here. I put them here. No, hun,
you'd be terrified.
Hun, where did you last put them? I put them on the bench when I walked out, when I walked inside.
Yeah.
Even in the bathroom. No, they're not on the bathroom. Side of the bench. No, they're not on the bench. Not near the TV. Oh, I played PlayStation when I came in as well. And not where the PlayStation control is. Well, have you looked in your shorts, hun? Found him.
Marco in Narre Warren. Hi, Marco.
Hi.
Marco, I love this because I thought it might be you know, a lot of girls. But Marco, talk us through your epic meltdown.
Okay, so this was only last week, and I was at work
and I was studying VCU, and we just got a lot of customers, and I just, through the drive down, I was just freaking out, and I just screamed. I was like, just get out, I'm so done. And I screamed, and I was crying, and my manager, like, was all, my manager and all my crew was so scared. And I had to send me on break, and I was just had to go for a walk because I was just freaking out.
This isn't a retail job.
No, I know. That's even scarier.
Wow.
Because I've done. I
know.
Whoa, Marco.
Imagine if a shop assistant went nuts while you're in there. You're okey-dokey. Are you okay?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Don't miss Australia's number one show, My Kitchen Rules, on Sunday, 7 o'clock and Monday to Wednesday, 7.30 on 7.
It's Fifi v Fev. Food Fight for My Kitchen Rules. 101.9 The Fox.
This is happening. We're having a food fight. And, you know, once and for all, Fev, because since we became friends nearly a year ago, we are friends. Don't look at me like that. We have often, we both love food and we both love cooking and we compete when it comes to who's a better cook. But yet we're yet to deliver.
So, I think we compete on most things.
Yeah, we do. We're very competitive people.
What's this song off?
This is from Rocky. Are you kidding?
Oh, is it?
Rocky won. There you go. I even know which one of the franchises.
What's he
was
doing
from.
In the scene?
Well, he's running up and down the stairs.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Guys, if this is a glimpse at the fight, I am on the edge of my seat.
Well, here's the deal. We are going to be cooking. Now, we haven't even discussed how this is going to happen, but essentially, head to our website or our Facebook page, wherever you want. Call now, 131060, if you want to get involved and partake as a judge.
Right.
Because we will need our food judge.
What are we cooking?
Well, this is the thing. See, I've said to you, and I called it yesterday, you have said to me for a year now that you make the best marinated steaks and that people come flock to your house for these marinated steaks. I said to you yesterday, that's not cooking, that's pouring some juice over some protein.
Some juice. And you said you marinate carrots in honey.
Don't marinate them, I cook them. Anyway.
You can't cook a carrot in honey, it's marinade.
This is how much you've been boring us with your chat about marinated steaks.
Oh, I marinate steaks. I marinate these steaks. Big 2 kilo Scotch fillet. How good were those steaks? Show these new people my steaks. Steaks are still steaks. Steaks, steaks. Steaks, steaks, steaks.
2 kilo steaks. Have they still got the horns? That is huge.
Here's another thought, Fifi.
Got it cheap too.
And plenty of calls coming through from people willing to be judges. One other thought to throw out there, and it's something you mentioned yesterday, and I tend to agree with you, is marinating a steak actually considered cooking?
Yeah, see, exactly. I don't believe marinating steaks is cooking, and I'm so confident that it's not. I'm prepared to say 131060, get involved, we'll start the fight now. Is marinating a steak considered cooking?
Okay, you can dish up your crap that you dish, and I'll dish up my not so cooking marinated steaks, and we'll see who likes what.
Yeah, but at least I've got I've got alternatives.
But you know
marinate
what?
Steaks.
Mate, I can cook it. What else do you want me to cook?
Well, this is the thing. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. Maybe we'll ask Melbourne what they want us to cook.
So many possibilities. 131060.
you said a word. You said you're going to cook something. You didn't even know what the word was.
Is marinated steaks cooking?
You said a cocktail.
She said it was a cocktail.
A cocktail or something.
Not. Anyway, it's a cocktail.
I said cocktail.
Very, very good.
Lamb cocktails. And Byron has cooked eaten many of my meals.
Very, very good.
And as Trixie Bell said this morning when she rang in, Mum doesn't like the word cooking.
Okay. We will come back to your calls.
Can I get my name off the billboard?
Right after this. Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Don't miss Australia's number one show, My Kitchen Rules, on Sunday, 7 o'clock and Monday to Wednesday, 7.30 on 7.
It's Fifi v Fev. Food Fight for My Kitchen Rules. 101.9 The Fox.
Well, the controversy that will rock the competition is here. My Kitchen Rules, Sunday, 7 o'clock on 7, but we have a controversy on this show.
It's actually happening, and people think, oh, I've heard this before on radio. Yeah, the two hosts have a food fight, whatever. No, this is serious. Fev and I genuinely would have an argument once a day about what we've cooked the night before and who's better. And the thing is, neither of us have been put to the test. So we're prepared to do it. We'll do it next week. We've said 131060, if you want to be a judge, get involved.
Can we hold off to March? I've got a bit on.
Yeah, February.
I've got a bit on in Feb.
No, Feb, this is happening because you have been banging on about your marinated steaks for a year now.
But that's not even my number one dish.
Well, what is your number one dish?
Wait till we have a cook-off.
Oh, okay.
Well, he went there.
That is for some radio parlance, some sizzle.
There's an argument to say that marinating steaks isn't actually cooking. Like, was the technique
just
in that?
It's
pouring.
It's
pouring marinade over a piece of protein. I don't understand. You've got to
make the marinade. That's cooking.
You never said you made the marinade.
Okay, hold on a second.
How many times I said I put all these different things in? It's my marinade.
I wasn't listening to all of it.
You don't listen to anything I say. That's the problem.
Okay, as an innocent bystander, mummy and daddy are fighting. Can you break down exactly, so what steak is it?
Whatever steak you want. Usually I fillet, nice cut.
And what's the marinade?
That's the secret. Oh. It's like the kernel. You can't say that stuff.
Oh, come on.
Oh, it's out of a bottle.
It's not out of a bottle. I make the marinade up.
I make it up,
and I marinate it for 48 hours.
It's Masterfoods tomato sauce.
And the only thing I got out of that is actually Fief just acknowledged me as a host.
First time she's ever done that.
It's usually the Fief in the other box.
No, are you kidding?
I've never had
You're my wonderful co-host.
Come on, Pete. Let's go to the polls.
Thank you, Byron. Pete from Mentone. Hi, Pete.
Good morning. How are you going?
Really well, Pete. Is marinating steaks cooking?
Look, I'm with Seb here. Marinating steaks is cooking.
Thank you, Pete.
I'll just give you two quick reasons. If I've got someone coming over and I need to, and it's late notice, even if you put lemon juice, salt and pepper, it's garlic and some garlic olive oil on your steaks and marinate for a couple of hours, the lemon juice in there is actually cooking the food. And then when you sear it on each side, so my fillet and serve it, it's absolutely magnificent.
Pete, I'll pay you. You've sliced lemons. You've done that. He's pouring stuff out of a bottle.
Well, I'm making
my own marinade.
Thank you, Pete, so much for your support of Fev.
Is it Nivis or Nivis from Nivis?
Nivis.
How are you, Nivis?
Good. How are you?
Good, Nivis.
That's good.
Great name, by the way. I love that.
Thank you very much.
I've met a Nivis before.
Yes, a bit unusual.
Now, Nivis, is marinating steaks cooking?
No way.
I love you. I knew I loved you.
Hey.
Stop it. Nivis is talking.
Nivis, ring us again, mate.
Nivis.
He's cooking up some comedy. That's what he's doing.
Please give Nivis some space. We haven't had a chance to even hear what you're saying.
Okay, Kay from Glenroy.
Haven't heard a word Nivis said.
Yeah, well, we don't want to hear.
No, you stop it. I let your mate speak. Now let my mate speak. Nivis, why is it not cooking?
Well, my 8-year-old niece can do that.
There you go, bang. Okay. Nivis got you a beauty.
There we go.
Well, she should be on the Young MasterChef, shouldn't she?
Thanks, Nivis. And finally, Kay from Glenroy. Hi, Kay.
Oh, my kitchen rules.
Hi. It's considered cooking. She's got to prepare it and cook it. Even if you put it on the barbie, it's cooking.
Good stuff.
Great. Yeah, look.
Thank you, Kay. My kitchen rules.
My kitchen rules. Do you watch My Kitchen Rules, Kay?
Yes, honey, it's considered cooking. I love you,
I love you too, Kay.
And in fairness, MK, I haven't had a junior edition yet. I'm sure that's coming.
No, that's true. Fantastic. You know what? We should get Pete Manu involved. I mean, they'd be able to sort this out. I think Manu's got a bit on and he can't do it, but he's filming a movie. Did everyone know that?
What? Manu's
making a movie.
Okay, good subject change.
Are you serious?
Anyway, we're out of here. Fox.com.au if you want to be a judge. It's going to be massive. Fifi and Fev's food fight.
You loved that summer catch-up. And Metricon's Summer of Love will make you love summer even more. Get VIP access to the hottest events at lovelovelove.com.au.